Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much in advance for participating on the program, because in our 25 years on the air covering the latest in consumer tech, gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow, you make the show. So when you call in and participate, that really makes the show and is absolutely critical to us being around for, I won't say another 25 years. I don't know if I can handle that, but at least another few bringing you into tomorrow. It's our pleasure. And of course, the best way to participate anytime at your convenience, 24/7, is using the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. So be sure and snag that. Just look for those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Grab the app. Amazingly enough, it's got ability to get some tech news and to interact with us, to participate on the show, to ask a question, help another listener, whatever the case. And we appreciate you joining us. Or the old-fashioned way, if you prefer, toll-free from anywhere in North America, you can always call anytime, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And join us that way. Call in and win stuff. It's very easy. Our next guest builds technology to transform diagnosis, treatment, and drug development for cancer patients. The CEO of a company called Paige is Leo Grady. Leo, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Great. Great to be here, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you with us as well. First, tell me a little bit about Paige as a company, and then let's get into some of the cool things that you guys are doing.
Absolutely. So Paige is born out of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City, which is consistently ranked one of the best cancer hospitals in the world. And what we do is we focus on pathology. So pathology is the branch of medicine where it's a piece of tissue taken from a patient, a biopsy, a surgery, and looked at under a microscope for a doctor to render a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. That's pathology. So Paige is building technology to help those doctors do their diagnosis and figure out which treatment to recommend for those patients.
Excellent. And so that's what you guys concentrate in or concentrate on. And then now you're actually introducing more artificial intelligence in pathology, which apparently is presenting some huge promises, but I guess few people are understanding how it works, which is why I'm excited to have you on the show.
Absolutely. So it holds a lot of promise to help doctors get to the right diagnosis and treatment recommendation. So imagine you're a pathologist and you're looking at a piece of tissue under a microscope and you see something unusual. What you can do is you can call over a colleague, you can ask them what they think, maybe you send the tissue for additional testing. But that's very difficult because sometimes the pathologists there don't have the right specialty in the type of cancer, they don't have the testing available. So what do? That ultimately they need to render a diagnosis for these patients. So where this sort of, the technology that Paige is building comes in is to imagine that there's a different way of getting to the diagnosis, where instead of looking at the tissue under a microscope, you take a picture of it and you feed that into a computer. And the computer is able to look through that tissue and find patterns in there that match known patterns for cancer and make that information available to the doctor. So that way they have that information. It can help them get to the right diagnosis and treatment for that patient.
And to allay anyone's fears listening that thinks that AI is going to replace their doctor, that's not at all the case, right? This is just to help them make a better diagnosis, perhaps faster as well, right?
Absolutely. So you can really think of this technology as almost a new type of testing. So a test doesn't replace a doctor. It gives the doctor more information to be able to understand the patient's disease and ultimately get them the right treatment. And the technology that we're building, the AI technology that we're building, is exactly the same thing. Finding those patterns, making that information available to the doctor. But ultimately, they need to figure out what the diagnosis is
sure.
and how to move forward with best treating that patient.
Well, Leo, does tech play a role these days in patients' cancer diagnosis and treatment? And obviously, we know what Paige is doing, your company, for helping with AI. But is there really a role other than the obvious, you know, X-rays and MRIs and things of that sort? But what is tech doing currently?
Absolutely. Tech is involved in all aspects of patient care. So there's constantly new diagnostic testing, whether looking at the genes of tumors or different kinds of chemicals that respond to cancer. There's also new therapies, new drugs that are made available constantly in order to be able to better treat those patients. The use of computerized technology in that diagnostic process for pathology, for looking at tissue, is something that's really new and something that holds a lot of promise to really provide more information and help the patients get the right treatment every time.
And I'm assuming that artificial intelligence, AI, is really helping doctors diagnose cancer faster, which we hear all the time, if you can get to something early, you stand a much better chance.
It's absolutely true. And also, if you think about this AI technology as a test, well, there are other tests out there. You can do gene sequencing of the tumor, you can do other kinds of stains. Many of those tests can take a week or 2 weeks in order to get the test results back. Mm. So sometimes those tests don't even get run because the patient can't wait that long. By using this computerized technology, which works almost instantaneously, that information can be made to the doctor, the doctor can get that diagnosis, and that information can get back to the oncologist and the patient much faster.
And can I imagine now, Leo, that if we're using AI to find these patterns that you talked about in cancerous tissue and so forth, and will it also help to tell how aggressive a cancer is? Is it going to respond to certain therapies, that kind of thing? The kinds of questions that I think everyone would have. It's like, okay, well, it's unfortunately you found this, but now what can you tell me and how will AI help?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So we really believe that the ultimate promise of this technology is not just providing information to the doctors during that diagnostic process, but ultimately looking for those patterns inside a tumor that are going to indicate that tumor responds to certain drugs or certain therapies. And once that link is established between certain patterns in the tumors and responding to the right drug, that information becomes really powerful because then that can be used to not only deliver the right drugs to those patients, but ultimately start designing drugs to address tumors that have those patterns.
Wow. I mean, it truly is fascinating, the work that you and your team are doing. I'm wondering now, too, what should cancer patients know, for that matter, about what their oncologists are doing, how they're testing their various tissues? These things, it's like, just leave it up to the doctor, they know what they're doing, or of course, an informed patient, to me, has always been a much better opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, unfortunately, it's very difficult for patients to really understand the landscape. And you're absolutely right. Getting better education, getting more information about the type of cancer and what tests are available, what treatments are available, is ultimately going to help the patient ask the right questions, to select the right hospital, and ultimately get the right treatment for them.
And where do you see the Paige AI currently in the medical field? Is this, I hope, being rolled out as rapidly as you can possibly do it? Is this available currently to most hospitals or doctors? Oncologists are saying, yes, tell me more. Let's get this let's get this working, because it seems to me that it's all a win-win in terms of faster diagnosis, better treatments, just the whole rapid response.
Absolutely. So we were very excited and honored to receive a breakthrough designation from the FDA, which is the first breakthrough designation for any AI technology in pathology, or as far as we know, all of cancer care. And so this technology is being used to, we're working through the FDA process with that technology today. Mm-hmm. And right now we're in sort of early sites, trying to work with doctors to get feedback on the technology and the product to make it better before doing a full launch and making it available everywhere.
Excellent. And now, of course, it seems, especially with anything involving medical issues, it takes forever to get things out. But the fact that you've got this FDA early approval and get some testing going, is there any kind of a timeline that you can tell our audience that by such and such, we anticipate this being available to more people? And then, of course, then the rollout really begins.
As soon as possible. As I said, we're currently testing the technology and working with a variety of different hospitals. We hope to be able to roll that out, obviously, as quickly as possible and make this diagnosis and treatment available to patients as soon as we can.
Gotcha. And I understand it's not a date certain, because there's some tweaking along the way, no doubt. One of the things that we talk a lot about the last many years on this broadcast is concerning everyone's data and there's the security, the privacy of their data. Should we be concerned about health data in a similar manner? And how does perhaps artificial intelligence play a role there? Because now we've got digital information, too, about what might be a cancer scenario or some medical issue. Is there something that can help along those lines as you're continuing to work on this?
I think as a society, we have two needs and two values that we need to balance. One of those needs is privacy, patient privacy for all of your medical records. It shouldn't be possible for an employer or the government or whatever to see your medical records, because they're yours and they're very personal.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we also have a societal need to develop new technology that can help prevent, diagnose, and treat disease. And I think, fortunately, there's a good way to harmonize those two values that we have, which is through the use of anonymized data in aggregate, where it's possible to look at a broad scale and build technology without really identifying any individual patient. I think a good example of that is with the recent coronavirus. We all have seen the maps of the spread. We know that there are cases here and there. Some people have died. Some people have been infected. That data is personal to those patients, to those individuals, and it would be a problem for their names to be put in the press and whatnot. But overall, as a society, it helps us understand the spread of the disease, to manage that, to prevent it, to control it, and ultimately to find a cure. And so I think we're able to balance those two needs. And frankly, I think the laws that we have in place, both in the U.S. and abroad, strike a pretty good balance there.
For sure. Excellent explanation, and I appreciate you taking the time to do that. By all means, you want to learn more about what Paige is doing, how they're transforming the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. Look into their AI-native digital pathology ecosystem. It truly is fascinating. Visit Paige, Paige.ai. Paige.ai, cleverly enough, as if artificial intelligence, right? Whatever, you get the idea. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Leo Grady, CEO of Paige, keep up the great work, and let's make sure we touch base again soon and check on your progress.
That Thank you so much, Dave. It was a real pleasure.
It's our pleasure as well. Paige, P-A-I-G-E dot A-I. And again, intotomorrow.com. We'll get you there. You'll be a click away. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.